It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, Randy Bly from Lamb of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you back on the show. The Ashes of the Leviathan tour with co-headliners Mastodon kicks off later this month. And on top of a killer bill that also features Kerry King and Malevolence, one of the cool things is you'll be saluting the 20th anniversary of Ashes of the Wake. Randy, what were some of your favorite moments of recording and touring in support of that album? And what was rewarding to you about that period of time?
I hated recording that album because I hate recording every album. So that there is no great memories of recording any album for me. However, touring for that time was really cool because it came out in 2004 and we did our first Ozfest. It was us being a headliner of, well, one of the headliners of the second stage of Ozfest. It was Hatebreed, us, and Slipknot. And that was one of the most fun summers of my life, really, touring on that. So super fun. And then we went on a 9-week tour of the States in arenas with Slipknot, which was also super fun.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God on the show with us this week. The Ashes of Leviathan tour kicks off in July. Let's celebrate these killer records with tunes from each. One from Mastodon's Leviathan coming up, and from Ashes of the Wake right now, Lamb of God with Laid to Rest. It's Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us on the show this week. And one of the wonderful things about this tour is the charitable element with both you and Mastodon, setting aside money for charitable organizations of your choosing. And for Lamb of God, you've chosen the Living the Dream Foundation. And I just wanted to give you a chance to share your interactions with them and why they were the Lamb of God beneficiary.
Well, the Living the Dream Foundation I came to work with them through originally, I believe it was the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, you know, you're familiar with Make-A-Wish. They deal with terminally ill children most of the time, or people with severe life-threatening disease. And Living the Dream Foundation is a very music-centric sort of, same sort of deal, and they've worked together. So there was a young lady, we were playing at the Incarceration Festival. There's a young lady there named Emma from the Chicago area, and she had talked to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to go to Disneyland? And she said, no, that I want to meet Slipknot. That's exactly what she said. So, and she wanted to meet us. So they contacted the Living the Dream Foundation. So they're the ones who handled that. And this poor girl had spent, you know, her final years of high school just sick. And so they hooked her up and sent her to the incarceration. And I got to spend the afternoon with her. I was more excited about that than playing the show, to be honest. And luckily, Emma made a full recovery. So she's still with us, which of course isn't always the case, but it's a really happy ending to that story. And I don't know, anything we can do, there should be a charitable component. I think if you're at a certain point in your career where what you do can positively affect other people and you have that means, you should certainly go ahead and employ it. So very excited about that.
Randy from Lamb of God with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up after the break, a new tune from The Ghost Inside. Classic Overkill. Don't forget, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Still coming up this hour, and more with Randy Bly next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. And we've been talking about the Ashes of Leviathan tour, Lamb of God and Mastodon. And Randy, this trek is also notable for one of your support acts. I know you have a long-standing friendship and working relationship with Phil Demmel, who recently talked about having to keep his Kerry King work a secret for several years. Were you aware of what Phil was doing, and have you heard any of the Kerry music? And also, how excited are you to have Kerry and his band with you on this run?
Phil did a really good job of keeping his mouth shut. You know, we're on the bus and we talk, but we inferred after a while what was going on. He did not say, "I'm doing Kerry King's band, so I'm not going to throw Phil under the bus." You know what I mean? Because he did a good job. Yes, of course, I've heard the music. I've heard about half the album. They were sent to us before we even had the offer. Like, they were like, management came to me and was like, "Yo, Kerry's recording some stuff. He wants you to hear it." So, no, it's going to be, we have a long-term friendship with Kerry and the Slayer guys. Of course, now it's him and Bo Stoppin. And, you know, we're friends with everyone in his band. And it's pretty cool, I think, that he's going to be coming out. I believe this is going to be the first tour he's going to be doing. I know he's doing some festivals maybe before that, I think. But this is going to be the first tour, to my knowledge. So we're pretty stoked on that. We've played all over the world with Kerry when he was in Slayer. So for us, it's pretty special to have him out on the road with us on his first run, you know. And of course, all the other dudes in the band, you know, we know everyone. So it, and you know, the Malevolence guys are great as well. And then of course we've been friends with Mastodon for well over 20 years. So it's a great time.
Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us. The Ashes of Leviathan tour is kicking off in July. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Music from Megadeth. Randy's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy from Lamb of God on the show with us this week. And Randy, in addition to the Ashes of Leviathan tour 2024, will bring about the second edition of the Headbangers Boat. With the inaugural run under your belt, what have you learned about putting on such an event, and what are you looking forward to in year two?
What have I learned? I've learned that I need to not commit myself to doing things like marrying people. It was great. I got a request the other day to like be a cameo. "Hey, will you officiate my marriage?" And I was like, I had to reply, "Absolutely not." Like, I married our friend Roe. He, you know, was a long-term street team guy. He asked me, did it the first day on the bus, I mean, on the boat. And it was, I don't regret it. We had a great time. It was a lovely thing. But that day I also hung a gallery show. I had other appearances to do. And I was just like, no, I'm not going into the wedding business. Also, I learned that only the ship's captain can truly marry someone. So that was like a celebration for friends sort of wedding. It wasn't legal. They're married on their own legally, you know. But even a normal minister can't marry someone on a boat, to my knowledge, by maritime law. It has to be the ship's captain. So I learned that I'm not going to be marrying anyone else. So don't ask.
Oh, I was just going to ask you. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Well, people have already asked. I want you to. I mean, you know, I dressed up as Elvis. It was a good day because it was Halloween, but that will not be happening again.
Noted. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Testament, the new Kitty tune, and more with Randy up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Randy Bly with us on the show this week. And Randy, you recently turned up as a guest on the new POD song, Drop. And yes, you no doubt made many connections through the years. What are you looking for when it comes to collaborating with other artists? And how did the POD guest turn come about?
Well, really, I have to like the people. You know, I met the POD guys on Shiprock. And I had never really listened to them before that. I met them on Shiprock 2020, I believe, when Lamb of, 2022, when Lamb of God did it. And just wound up hanging out with them. And they are such lovely people. And I wound up going back and listening to their record, Satellite, which is really a cool, sonically varied record. And just kind of, it's like, whoa, these guys are really good. I don't know how I slept on them. I mean, I do know, because there's a million bands to listen to. But we just wound up hanging out and really getting along. They are such cool guys. And then as I learned more about the way they do things. And Sonny, their singer, in particular, he does a lot of charitable work, you know, like he went to Honduras right after that shipwreck where we met and was digging wells with a foundation that does stuff like that. And I respect boots on the ground stuff, you know what I mean? And like, I do some of that stuff myself. It's one thing to donate money, which is great, and to raise funds, which is also great. But it's important to get down on the ground, boots on the ground, and help people, I believe, you know, if it's something you believe in. So I saw him doing that, and it, you know, I have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for those dudes. So like, for me, if I have a lot of respect for an artist as a person, I'm much more likely to work with them. I don't care how good you are. If you're an musically, I don't want to work with you. These guys are just super great guys. So I was stoked to work with him.
Coming up next, a new tune from The Devil Wears Prada. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Lamb of God singer Randy Bly. Full Metal Jackie, Randy Bly from Lamb of God with us this week. And Randy, one of your passions is photography. Do you have a subject that's still on your to-shoot list that would be your dream? And do you find your time often being the subject of photographers has informed you how to shoot?
You know, I learned some tips on photography, certainly when I was beginning, from music photographers. And I would really, when I start shooting, like you said, I'm a musician, I'm around photographers a lot, they're constantly taking my picture. So when I first started learning how to shoot, I was always picking a lot of photographers' brains, a lot of music photographers on technical matters, you know, and they really shared a lot of knowledge with me. And I was really lucky with that. I'll always be grateful for them for that. But once you kind of have the basics, the way you learn to be a photographer is you go out and shoot photographs. The way you learn to be a writer is you write. The way you learn to play music is you play music. You know, that's the only thing that will really give you any proficiency at things actually doing it. So the music photographers certainly helped me in the beginning in technical matters, but for the most part, it's only just, you just go out and shoot. And as far as like anything I'm dreaming of shooting, not really. I just take whatever comes and it comes to me, you know? There's a few people I do want to shoot for portraits, certainly, because I have a long-term project called Frontman, where I shoot different frontmen, women, who are singers in bands, and that'll be released eventually when I get everybody. But I'm missing a few people. I need to shoot a portrait of Iggy Pop. I need to shoot a portrait of Nick Cave. Those are two big ones I'm waiting on.
Randy Bly with us. See Lamb of God and Mastodon on the Ashes of Leviathan tour. Really looking forward to this one. Randy, always great to catch up. Thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure.
Got one last tune to get to after the break. Stick around.